Maimer Ravi, Yais Tezvav, page 64 in the prints that we have. He goes back now, after the digression, he goes back to the explanation of the Shemus Hashem. We already learned that he teaches the difference between Hashem and Elikim. Elikim means God in the sense that a thinking person could recognize that there's a creator. And Hashem is the individual God that speaks to the Nevi'im. That's something he said earlier. Now he says, Tesvav, the first sentence in Omar HaChaver, Hidehei Reisa al-Mokim Safiv and Esli B'Safiv, that was going on what we discussed yesterday. Ukvar Yetzonu Min Yodeinu B'Midas. We already have digressed from our topic, which talks about the Midas of Hashem. V'Tzarach Shadosh HaVeilov, let's go back to it. V'Oisiv L'cha Bi'ur B'Dimyin. And I want to give you a mashal to explain the difference between the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elikim. By a mashal, may Hashemesh Shu Echad. There's one son. Ach Mischalfin Ma'arachis HaGashmiyim HaMekablu Ma'isa. But the rays of the sun affect different things that the sun shines upon in different ways. Ashikabal Oira Kibul Shalem Yoiser Ekulam. That which takes its light more than anything else, hapninim hashoyam al hadimyan, are diamonds, or I don't know how shoyam should be translated. Does he have a translation for it? Diamonds, okay. Diamonds that when they take the light goes through them and gives them a sparkle. Ha'avir hatzach v'hamayim, or a very clear day, or when water goes through, when sun shines through water. Yikrim bizeh or noikev, a piercing light. So the greatest effect of the sun is on something that sort of shines from it, that glows from it. And the second type, v'yikre ba'avonim azakos v'ashitchim hakloliim, and light is called when it shines on certain types of stones or shiny surfaces, or bohir al hademyon, a reflecting light. And when it shines on wood or earth, it doesn't go through it, but it's a visible light. It's a light that makes things visible or near it. Or stam, built Hashem Yuchad. Stam is Ayin Sun. So there are different levels of being mushpa from the sun. Regular sun, regular light in the marshal is saying, the name Elikim for God, Kasha Hisboyer, as we explain. Vor HaNekev Hushem Hashem. The Shem Havaya is like a piercing light. Miyuchid B'yachas Hashem Beinoi Ubein HaSholim Shalchol B'riyas HaBaretz. Mitzani Laimer HaNevi'im. And the piercing light is the light that shines up a Navi. Hashem Havshayisam Zakais B'kablais La'ira. So the fact that there's a God in the world, a creator in the world, he maintained that any thinking person could know. But to recognize Hashem, that the diamond is the Navi, Yavra behem kavar or Hashemesh b'shaim ubepnimim. The sun shines to the Navi, gives the Navi a shine, like the sun gives a shine to diamonds. Elu hadafashis, and these special Naviim, yesh lehem moitzei umachtzav mizera adam kashizbar. The Naviim, when they light up from the nevuah they get from Hashem, they're mashpia, like seeds, in the world. Nimshaches haskula v'halev, he's calling the Navi like the heart, the central, figure in the world. Dar achadar uzman achazman. They're mashpia on generations, times. Yetzi hamay b'riyadam zulas halev ahu. And other people come from that Navi, Klipais olim srafa vizulasa. Just like you have a tree, it can give sap, it can give, have leaves or branches. Nikra alakai halev azeh befrat Hashem. The God of this lev, of this navi, is Hashem. Ubavor he dub, now before bavor. I want to explain what he's saying. What he's saying is that to go from Elikim, which is the simplest recognition that there's a creator of the world, to Hashem, which is the recognition of Hashem, so that extreme is the Navi, who sort of shines from his Nevuas Hashem. And those who are willing to be Mushpoim from the Navi, so if the Navi is the seed, Others, some of them are like the sap, some of them are like the leaves, some of them are like the branches. People are Hashem. He's trying to explain this thing, the name Hashem, the name Elikim. Says the Navi recognizes the Shem Hashem. It's like when the sun shines, Hashem shines out of the world. Some people see there's a creator, but some people shine from it that they're uplifted. You know, the Rambam says a Navi is not dafka when Hashem wants to send a message. If you want to be a Navi, I can give you directions. The Rambam, and you say the Atayra has directions, things you have to do to become a Navi. When a person elevates himself enough, he can become a Navi. Now, unfortunately, one of the things the Rambam says is you have to disconnect yourself from all of the desires of this world, which, I don't know. You know, I don't know if we're ready to do. But you have to look at the Torah Kula. He has a whole Seder Hadvarim. But the point is, when a person reaches that point, he can reach it. Now here he says, Ubavori dabkei ba'adam, huatik shem alakim, achre klais maisei bereshis el Hashem alakim. If you look in Chumash, the whole maisei bereshis, till Adam is created, it doesn't say the name Hashem. All it says is alakim. Bereshis bara alakim. That's the Shemayim v'sa'aretz. The whole first parak, Vayemar Elikim Yehiyar, Vayar Elikim Esar. The Pasuk talks about when there's no human being in the world, Vayikar Elikim Lelkei Hashemayim, Vayemar Elikim Yikavu Amayim, always Elikim. When's the first time Hashem is mentioned? We go all the way, Vayichal Elikim Yavishim Lachte Hasharasa, Vayachtem Yisrael Mishmi, still Elikim. Then, when Adam is created, it says, Eilu Tohu Shemayim V'aretz, Bihi Baram, it talks here about once the human being is in the world to recognize the world, it says Hashem Elikim. The idea of a unique Hashem is a recognized Hashem. You can't recognize Hashem until there's someone to do the recognizing. You know, it's sort of like the Rambam's Taina that you can't count a calendar until there are people. Right? The Ramban held that the first year are the first 5 days of Maaseh Bereishis. And others created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's year two. And the Rambam said, no, you can't have time if you don't have people. But having people, you can't count time. The Rambam holds it's year one.
The famous case in the woods.
You hear the tree falling if there's no... we all know that nobody hears it if there's none, right?
What?
It's simple that if a tree falls in the woods, it doesn't make noise. You know why? Because there is no noise. Noise is not a thing. Noise is with certain waves hit your ears, they create noise. If there's no recipient there, there's no noise. If I talk into a microphone, it's not plugged into the speaker, then there's no sound.
Yes, but if I snap a stick.
There's no noise.
If I snap a stick.
There's no noise.
It's no noise because I'm not listening to it.
No. Anyway, that's not the point here. It has no bearing here. He's saying is that until a person can recognize Hashem, there's no Hashem. There's no shame Hashem. Individual shame. There's a creator. The creator created everything.
That's what we need
to be. Yeah. That's why we need people to recognize Hashem. The Nevi'im are the ones who recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most personal way. God's full name is called when the world is full, is complete. Now how is the world complete? Lev again refers to the one who's ready to accept nevuah. He repeats it here. The name Elikim. There's nothing to do with Judaism. It has to do, anybody with seichel says that there's Elikim, because Elikim just means a creator. You can only deny Hashem. I want to make a point. He's going to make this point in a minute. I'm going to ask you a question. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Parai, he says, Mi Hashem Asha Eshma Elov, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. Right? That's what Parsha says. Never heard of this. Who's this God? Right? Never heard of him. Yet, that's a Parsha Shemais. Yet back in Parsha Miketz, when Yosef comes to Parai, and he interprets his dream, what does Parai say? What? Well, sort of. He says, Acharei, did you ever see anybody like this, a man who has God's spirit in him? Without the Kuzari's explanation, it seems like a contradiction. Here, Parai, the same Parai. He says, what? Well, we understand that it was the same Parai. Right? It says, afterwards, so, alright, Rashi brings two pshatim. Either it was, he changed his attitude, okay. But the point is, he says, lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know God. And here he says, isha shuruch alekim bay. Where he says, achridi alekim bay schas kal zais. No! It's not the answer. The answer is that what is alekim, and what is Hashem? Alekim means there's a creator. Impersonal, without a name. Created something that has nothing to do with Nevuah. It just means a thinking person looks around the world. He says there must be a creator.
That's
Elikim. Anytime it says Elikim, that's Elikim. So Parai agrees there's a creator. Whatever name you want to give him, you could call him the Baal, and you could call him the some other Baal Par, and you could call him any name you want. The Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu came, that's Lo Yadati as Hashem. I don't know the individual God that the Jews recognize. He's going to say that here. Alze, hikrish Parai va'omar, lo yadati es Hashem. Parai denied. He said, I don't know who's this Hashem. Kilu heve bibilas Hashem beforish mashiuvin mehar anaykev. Because that's the Hashem, that's the, like the piercing light, the one who gives light to a Navi. V'hira yasi elalaka, yidbak oire bibdeyana v'yabarba. He only recognizes elalaka, that which a human being can recognize logically. I don't know the God of the Jews, which is Hashem. Remez al ha'avai says she idul lahem edib in the vua b'kavin. Aval alikim hidcharoy yishem na'im in Mitzrayim. The name alikim was a customary name in Mitzrayim. Kasham apar li yosef achrei di alikim ha'isras kol zais isha shuach alikim bay. You understand what he's saying? The Shem Elikim, it's so beautiful. Shem Elikim fits because Elikim just means the logical creator. Hashem is the individual God, and that, right, that's why we had Elikim Elikim. Now here, I don't know the answer. Is this name, when Parai says, Isha Sharuach Elikim Bai, is that Elikim Elohim or Elikim? I'm not sure what the answer is. The way he's translating the Pasuk, that when it just says Elikim, and you don't recognize that it's referring to the Hashem, so it just means the one that anybody could recognize as a creator. We had Elikei Elihim, so that Elihim is not Kodesh. Understand? So it's not clear if this Ruach Elikim Boy is Kodesh or Chayel. I don't know the answer. I don't even know where to look it up. Where do you look up if this Elikim, I mean, nowadays there's on scroll, I don't know. Right. He's saying there's some higher blessing, but he doesn't recognize that it comes from the Shem Havaya. So the question is, does he mean God? Does he mean the God that we would say it's a Shem Kodesh? Or does he mean Elohim, the one that the Avodah Zarah recognize? I don't know the answer. I don't even know where to look it up. There must be some sefer that teaches when the Elohim is God and when the Elohim is Chayil. So I don't know. What? Where the Masorah says the Masorah. So I'd be curious if these two Elikims are God on the Kashahoya, and he gives an example. You have a man who sees the sun. Let's imagine someone doesn't know anything about the sun. He sees where the sun shines and where it travels. You have some people who they don't know much about the path of the sun, and they live somewhere. They live in a place, in a valley with his shade and clouds. And you look at the mountain, you see someone living in a house that's lit up by the sun. Somebody who knows the path of the sun, so he has southern exposure, he opens up windows to the sun. V'yikvala chaloinais v'ashgavim kefirut zainai. Keder is Riyasa Matzlichas. He puts his plants by the window where it shines in. So here, you have a person who doesn't know anything about the sun. Somebody else who understands it perfectly. The one who understands it perfectly, he makes a whole plant, a whole house, and his house shines. And the other one lives in a place where it's full of shadows. What's the Nimshal? The Navi. Yes, so the Nimshal is the Navi who knows where Kadosh Baruch Hu's shine sort of comes on him. He understands the sun. He would say, what are you talking about? We understand the light and its great tayelas. The sun will give me what I want at the time I want. Because I understand the sun and where it travels. And then he chasam tielas kashatem rayim. That's the end of the mashal. He has another taich. Shema Hashem hu mechunem imenu biponim. Some of this it talks about the face of Hashem. Pana yelechu vani chaysilach. Or im ein panecha hilchim. What is ponim? What's a face? When you meet somebody, the face is the personal connection. Hey, you see a figure of a human being. It's a human being. There are millions and billions of human beings. When you see a face, it's individualized. God doesn't run out of faces. He makes different faces for different people, right? The Rambam says, right? God doesn't run out of new faces for the world. I don't know, in class we once declared, if God reuses faces like 1,000 years later, does he run out of different faces for different people? Maybe he reuses them, huh? No, you don't think so? Like, who cares? 1,000 years later, what does it matter? Huh? I don't know. But anyway, the face is the individual. So, pana yelecho v'nichaisilach means to know the individualized, to have a connection to Hashem as an individual, a personal God. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a big fuss over this, that, right? If you're not going to come with us, I'm not happy. So what's it mean? Panecha hilchim, God, the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes with Klal Yisrael no matter what. What does it mean? God, if you don't travel with us, what do you mean you don't travel with us? Hashem is everywhere. So it means to have this individualized recognition of Hashem. In Elokim, Yishuvah Kasha. The Shem Elokim is different. That's a comparative title. Because logic dictates that there's a creator. And everyone has his own imagination. Without nevuah, you can imagine Hashem however you want. Etc. I want to add one thing that he adds here, because there's still quite a bit to go, but he adds that you can't love, there's no avas elokim. There can be avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is possible, avas elokim is not. Why?
Is abstract.
Elokim is an abstract idea. There has to be a creator if there's a world. There's no personal shaykhus to it. Right? That's his definition of Elokim. We talk about Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem, Hashem is a personal connection to the Hashem of Har Sinai. He says, could there be Yiras Elokim? In theory, there could be. If it's Yiras Einish, there could be. Not as a creator, and he could punish. It's not personal.
But, even if it's abstract, it means that there is somebody that created the world.
Yeah, if he has the power to punish, even if you never met him. Yeah, it could be.
Although it doesn't say that.
But the connection, the Ava, the connection needs Hashem. It can't be able to. It says later, the philosophers don't have a love of God. There's no such thing. Philosophers only have a philosophical notion of God. Anyway, this is his idea. On the one hand, it's a deep idea to understand the difference. On the other hand, it teaches Chumash for you. It teaches all the words of Chumash that otherwise have no meaning. It gives us the ability to teach Hashem and Elokim. Whether it's satisfying enough for people, I don't know. I don't know if people, the Hamoinam of people are, does it really matter to people? Is this something I could talk about in a Hakel Shir? Because the people don't appreciate it enough. It's a Teich word. Demis is, to me, I'm talking about, it's a Teich word. It's a technical Teich word. Hashem means this, and Elokim means that. It's a technical thing, but it fits
so much
better. Because there, once upon a time, the world was different. These things matter to people. These things matter to people. Philosophical ideas matter. We're very practical people today. You know, tell me where I'll find the parking place. Don't bother with the, I don't know. I don't say we're better off. I'm just saying it's different. Anyway, that's basically takes us to the end of Tesvav. I'll try again in Tesai, which is the similar theme. I think Thursday I'm here, even though initially I wasn't sure, but I think we're here on Thursday.